Three, two, one. Welcome, everybody. This is John Romanello of RomanFitnessSystems.com, and I am here with the creators of a brand new program. It is called the 21-Day Fast Mass Building Program. So I'm here with Vince Del Monte, who you guys all know from No Nonsense Muscle Building, Lee Hayward, who has more programs than I have time to list. So this new program is going to be released on January 11th of this year. So it's going to be the first big program release, I think, of 2011. And it's making some pretty big promises. In fact, the promise of the new program is that you can gain up to 12 pounds of pure muscle by February 21st. So, and that's assuming you start the program before January 17th. So if you start it within the week that you get it, by the end of February, you're going to be walking around with anywhere between 8 and 12, 12 being the upper limit, pounds of new muscle. So that sounds like a lot. It sounds like a lot of muscle to gain in 21 days. So we're really going to find out. We're going to dig into some of the science. We're going to dig into some of the terminology. And we want to find out the reason that this program works, why it's so effective, and we're going to get Vince and Lee to actually reveal how the program is set up in order to achieve the rapid muscle gain. We're also going to discuss how they discovered the technique and some of the research is really simple but very convincing. And just, all about the training and nutritional strategies, how it's broken up over the 21 days and the results that they've seen, what they've seen with their clients and some of the beta testers, and some of the really awesome stuff they've been seeing. So I'll shut up now. Welcome to the call, boys. Good to have you. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, man.
Oh, it's my pleasure, man. No, I've been reading through everything you guys have been sending out. It's really good. I like the way that it's written. It's fun. And I feel like it's very actionable. Like reading the reports that you sent out were entertaining as well as informative. So there may be some people coming in through my mailing list or through one of your mailing lists who don't know everyone. So Vince, in 30 seconds or less, can you just quickly tell us who you are and why we're here, why we should listen to you?
Absolutely. Well, for those who don't know, I used to be nicknamed Skinny Vinny. I got that name in high school and college, and I hated it. I was also a long-distance runner, but when university was over, I decided to enter the fitness industry and pursue a career in personal training. The only problem was that I didn't look like a personal trainer. So fortunately, I met a guy at my church who I ended up nicknaming my Skinny Guy Savior. He was an ex-pro natural bodybuilder, and he basically taught me how to build muscle without drugs, without bogus supplements, and training in less than 4 hours a week. And for those who know my story, I went on to gain 41 pounds of muscle in 6 months, and that was my very first physique transformation back in 2002. Since then, I became a competitive fitness model, a muscle model, an author, a personal trainer. I've wrote a number of fitness books and programs, and to date, I've been able to help over 25,000 customers from all over the world. And my users now call me their Skinny Guy Savior, which is pretty cool. So I have a readership of around 120,000 people who read my free newsletter. And a few recent updates on my life. I'm getting ready to compete again. Haven't been on stage since 2008. And I'll be making the official announcement on my blog pretty soon. But I'm going to compete April 16th in Connecticut, close to you, John. And the goal is to get my pro card. So in terms of why you should be listening to me over the next 10 days, I think first off, the fast mass building solution we're presenting, it's not brand new. You know, bodybuilders have been doing this strategy for years. And in fact, as we go through the call, I'm sure a lot of the listeners are probably going to discover that they've unintentionally experienced the mechanism of our program. And what's unique is how we've refined it, how we've tweaked the strategy so that you can incorporate it into your yearly training strategy whenever you want to get some serious. So whenever you want to get really serious and you're looking for some quick results.
Cool. All right, so we're going to get into that more, but before we go too much further, let's give our other guest a quick chance to introduce himself. So, Mr. Lee Hayward, how are you? Who are you? And what's up? What's going on up in Canada?
Sure, man. Yeah. Okay, what's going on in Canada? First off, the weather is totally screwed up. It's actually warm up here, and I was out barbecuing in a T-shirt the other day when Florida is getting a snowstorm, so I don't understand what's going on here. But
yeah,
anyway,
they change it every 10 years. They just flip the weather that way. So you
I
guys
think
are going to
so, yeah.
You can wear t-shirts for another 6 months and Florida is going to be covered in snow.
It's crazy. Anyway, we're not here to talk about the weather. As far as who I am, I'm an online muscle building coach now for the past decade. I'm actually one of the dinosaurs of this whole online muscle building, bodybuilding scene. I started my very first bodybuilding website back in 97, and since then I've been able to reach out and help literally thousands of people from all over the world build muscle, burn body fat, and get in their best shape ever. And I have a readership now of over 100,000 hardcore fans that receive my bodybuilding tips email newsletter every week. And as for myself, I started working out back in 1990, and I've been competing in bodybuilding competitions since 1995. So far, I've done 12 bodybuilding shows, with my most recent show being just this past April at the Atlantic Canadian Bodybuilding Championships. Bodybuilding and fitness, I mean, that's my passion. That's my life. And as you can tell, I practice what I preach, and I love to help other people do the same.
Hey, before we jump too deep into the call, I think we should mention this important fact. For those who don't know, before I even launched my website back in 2006, Lee was the very first person I ever discovered on the internet. I bought his Supplement Secrets book way back when, and I actually hired Lee to help me with my very, very first show. This was back in, this would have been, I think 2005, I competed, and Lee did my contest prep the last 6 days. He did it for free over the internet, and I just asked him for some advice, and he sent me back all this detailed carb and protein and water manipulation techniques I never heard of before, and came on stage in my best shape. And that's how I met Lee way back when, so it's been pretty cool how our relationship has developed.
Pretty awesome stuff. So just between the two of you, you know, it's like something like, you know, 25 years of experience, and you know, between Lee's bodybuilding shows and your fitness model shows, I mean, it's pretty considerable how many times the two of you have stepped on stage. So generally, you know, that's the culmination of having spent a lot of time building muscle and then a lot of time dieting down. And I don't think anyone's discounting the validity of that, but people, you know, especially people who aren't necessarily going to step on stage do kind of want results in a shorter term. So we're going to talk a lot about that. So between the two of you, and if you count me in there, we've got about, you know, 300,000 readers. I'm sure we share a lot of fans and, mm-hmm. and followers and readers. So it's, you know, we've all helped a lot of people. So let's kind of go with that. Let's help some more people. Mm-hmm. And I just want to mention real quick, if anyone who's listening to the call don't know what Lee or Vince look like, check out their websites. It's VinceDelMontiFitness.com/blog, and Lee, yours is what, Lee Hayward Fitness?
LeeHayward.com.
It's just LeeHayward.com. You were able to jump in early enough and get your own name. I do not own JohnRomanello.com, unfortunately. Someone else does and is making money. But So you guys, check them out. They definitely look the part. They walk the walk, and today we are here, as they say, to talk the talk. So to get everyone on the same page, one of the free reports you guys are sending out, and if you guys, the listeners, if you don't have this, you need to get it. It is called The Death of Bulking. So let's define that really quickly so we know what we are kind of railing against here. So what exactly is bulking up? What does it mean? What's the logic behind it? How does it work in the bodybuilding world? So Lee, you're the bodybuilder. Let's address that to you.
All right, sure. Bulking up is basically the process of gaining muscular body weight. Now, to give you an idea how it works, I mean, generally you'll have a skinny guy who wants to put some muscle on his frame. So in
let's
effort
call that
to do
skinny
that,
guy Vince, just for a frame of reference.
We'll call him Vince, sure. We'll call him Skinny Vinny. So we have Skinny Vinny who wants to put on some muscle. So in effort to do that, he'll, what we call, bulk up. Now, bulking up involves consuming a high-calorie eating plan along with a heavy weight training program in order to build muscle mass. And guys will usually follow this style of bulk up for about 12 weeks or more at a time.
Okay, so using, if I could just jump in with some extra info, in the traditional bodybuilding lexicon, bulking up, if you look at sort of the way some professional bodybuilders do it, like Lee Priest, it basically means, in a lot of cases, and this is an important distinction because it's kind of the opposite of what you're recommending, dropping a lot of dietary restriction, you know, eating as much as you can, or you know, like having a caloric limit, but not necessarily like a truly measured amount of what you want in your macronutrient intake. Just eating as much as you can, lifting as much as you can. The very, very old school guys, you'll still see this today on bodybuilding forums, you know, bodybuilding.com and T Nation. All the skinny guys that come along, they tell them that all they need is squats and milk, the GOMAD, gallon of milk a day diet. And and obviously it's not quite that simple, but in the beginning that does work. So the old school bulking up, which you're saying you've now figured out a way to kind of make this obsolete, is no longer about eating whatever you want, because that does lead to muscle gain when you're training right. But as everyone knows, when you're bulking up, you're not just putting on muscle. If that was the case, everyone would be jacked and shredded, and we wouldn't, guys like us would be out of business. So we want to talk about how to gain lean muscle and avoid the fat gain that comes with bulking. And that's what the free report, The Death of Bulking, is about. So really, yeah, like, let's talk a little bit more about, the idea of gaining just muscle and not gaining fat, or what some people call a clean bulk. So, because that's really what the program's about. It's, you know, 21 days of fast mass, but you're not telling people you can gain, you know, a lot of fat. You're telling people they're going to gain just muscle. So what kind of muscle mass do people expect in that time period? Vince, if you can just kind of clarify some of that.
First, let's just first clarify what we're referring to when we say pure muscle. If you've read any magazines or been on any websites or even just in conversation with your friends, everybody refers it to something different. Some guys refer to muscle as lean muscle, ripped muscle, shredded muscle, rock hard muscle. There's so many different ways to describe it. Some people just call it muscle. When we say pure muscle in any of our materials, we're referring to fat-free mass. So I'll say that again. We're referring to fat-free mass. Now, remember, when you're gaining fat-free mass, there can be different things that are added to your body. Simply the main tissue you want to get the most of on your body is dry muscle. And muscle size, if you will. And when you add more dry muscle to your body, you're also going to increase glycogen and water storage in those new muscles. So more muscle equals more glycogen. So that's what we're referring to. When we say pure muscle, guys are going to gain anything but fat. So they're going to gain some water weight, they're going to gain some glycogen, and they're going to gain some dry muscle in their 21-day transformation. Now, in terms of what kind of results can people expect, we can't promise anything, but I personally would be really surprised if somebody who followed the program, like we've have it laid out, doesn't gain at least 5 to 10 pounds of lean muscle mass, pure muscle. Let's just use the word pure muscle for the rest of the call. I'd be very surprised if they don't gain at least 5 to 10 pounds and lose maybe even 1 or 2 pounds of body fat over the 21 days. And
all right, I'm going to stop you right there. We're going to talk more about the results, but I just want to reiterate for people who are listening. So we're going to use the term pure muscle going forward, and that basically means any tissue, any amount of weight that you're gaining that is not body fat, okay? So it's the dry muscle tissue that you're going to gain, and then all of the intramuscular water that is now going to be added to your frame because it's contained within that dry muscle, and then all of the glycogen that is going to be stored in your now larger muscles. So, you know, you have to consider, if you gain, you know, just 2 or 3 or 4 pounds of just dry muscle tissue, that's probably an increase of about 10, you know, about twice that. Whatever you gain, you're probably gaining about twice that in actual lean body weight. So it's anything that isn't fat. Obviously, you're not going to gain bone, so essentially anything that is the lean, any non-fat tissue. So that's what we're talking about when we say pure muscle. We're not insinuating, these guys are not insinuating that you are going to generate through either hypertrophy or hyperplasia, 4 pounds of 10 pounds rather of dry muscle tissue, because that would be exceptional. Even if you're talking about the presence of anabolics, 10 pounds in 21 days would be super significant. So we're talking about anything that's not fat, which includes muscle water, muscle glycogen, and of course the dry muscle tissue. That's the distinction. So for all the skeptics and the haters out there, that's what we're using as a definition. Vince, I remember in one occasion, you've also said that you can expect to build about 2 pounds of dry muscle per month. So, you know, in that 21-day period, maybe you gain, 1.5 pounds of it. So, let's just get you on record as talking about why that's not contradictory.
Yeah, absolutely. So most guys, if you've read any of the popular any of the popular muscle experts online who are very credible and know what they're talking about, most people will say you can gain about 1 to 2 pounds of dry muscle a month, and anything more than 5 to 7 pounds a month is probably fat. So 1 to 2 pounds of dry muscle, then factor in the water and the glycogen, and you're looking at, realistically 5 to 7 pounds a month for, and those are pretty impressive gains if you factor those out over, 1 year, 5 times 12 is 60 pounds. Now, obviously, that doesn't continue, but, when you factor in the length of time, the commitment, and the program, it is pretty substantial. Now, when we're, this program we're talking about doesn't consider the reason our program is an exception to these rules is because you have to put people's readings into context. And that's the way you understand things when you read them. You need to look at the backdrop of where the information is coming from. So these are standard gains all year round, 1 to 2 pounds of dry muscle plus some glycogen and water. Now, this isn't factoring in the anabolic amplifier effect, the technique that we discovered to set up our bodies for an extreme rebound. So that's how we're able to produce larger amounts of muscle in a short period of time, because our gains happen after the primer phase, which we'll talk about in a moment. So we're getting a more dramatic rebound effect by what we're doing before we go into our high-calorie bulking diet. So we'll get into more of those specifics shortly, but that's I hope that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me, and I think that it should make sense to our readers. So before we do get into the meat of the program, I've referenced the death of bulking several times, and I enjoyed it. Really good information, but also very entertaining, which I've come to realize is something that you're really good at. Presenting information in a really user friendly and accessible way. So why'd you write it though? You gain muscle the traditional way. We all did. I mean, we're all pretty big guys. I've been as big as lean 203, and Lee, you've competed in competition at above 190. Vince, you're a bit taller than either of us, but you've been a fairly lean 215. So, but we've all used the more traditional approach. So, why all of a sudden, Vince, are you turning around and saying like this is a better way to do it than the high calorie bulking programs? Like, why is it just that you discovered something, or is it that you want to take a stand against that? Like, what's the impetus behind all this?
That's a really good question, and shortly I want to even share a bit of my mindset towards, releasing products, and anybody who's tracked along with me since 2006, they'll know that every single program that I've ever released has simply been the program I use to achieve a certain result. So if you look back to 2006, I released No Nonsense Muscle Building, and that was simply how I went from 149 to 190, my first physique transformation. My next program was Your Six-Pack Quest. I gained some body fat over a two-year period, and that program was how I lost 23 pounds of body fat, and how I did it in 10 weeks and competed in 2008. And that physique you were referring to me before, I was competing at that show at 196. About a year later, I released another program called Maximizer Muscle, and that program was all about how I got up to 210 pounds. And then there's even extreme fat loss diet, our good friend Joel Marion, and your program, John, Final Phase Fat Loss. Those were two programs that I strongly endorsed because they were responsible for helping me get ready for a photo shoot in Punta Cana. And now You know, a year later, we're releasing 21-day fast mass building. So why are we releasing it? This is the program that has personally helped me get up to 227 pounds as of tonight. I just weighed myself about an hour and a half ago before I left the gym. Now, the goal was 230. I'm 3 pounds shy. I'm probably going to just settle for 227 because the goal is 230 by January 1st. But this was the program I've personally used the last 2 months to bulk up because, as I was mentioning earlier, I want to compete. And, you know, my inspiration was simply from, you know, my personal experience. I've been lifting for 8 years, and I've just found that the high-calorie bulking diet, you know, for 6 months at a time before you start cutting just wasn't realistic. In one sentence, I mean, that was the biggest inspiration to find something different, something that was more psychologically less demanding, something that I could focus on in spurts. As you guys know, anybody listening, 21 days is not a long time. It flies by, in fact. And I think a lot of guys wrap their mind around really dialing in their training and nutrition for 21 days. So there was a lot of appeal there saying, you know, let's get the first 21 days out of the way. Let's really get serious. Let's see what kind of results we get and then reassess. Most people look at a six-month program, and it's just daunting. It's intimidating, and they can't wrap their mind around it. So there's no follow-through. There's no complacency with the program. So that's some of my personal information. Now, in terms of, you know, if you're a student of Lee and I, then you know that bulking is a must if you wish to gain serious muscle mass. The question is, and that's what the whole program about, this program is about, is the degree of the bulk. And basically, Lee and I are just sick and tired of seeing young guys who've got really good muscular potential, probably a lot of them on this call, who are lean and they've got decent shape to begin with. They just end up ruining their physiques by bulking advice from, you know, internet gurus who advise them to, you know, just eat as much as you can, even if it's junk food. And all this does is ruin the potential for great physique, and then you just end up getting fat. So, you know, like everything, there's a right way to do things. There's a wrong way to do things. And, you know, as we all talked about earlier, the dumbest way to bulk up is eating everything in sight, which leads to minimal absorption, overtaxing the digestive system, poor nutrient uptake, and not being able to maintain a regular meal cadence to control your hormones. So, all these combinations just basically lead to gaining more body fat than muscle, if any muscles even gain at all, and you end up damaging a metabolism that was once fast and efficient. So we're really trying to give our readers an alternate solution. And I think a big thing I want to mention is that, you know, Lee and I and you too, John, we're evolving, you know. You know, the fact of the matter is that we all live and breathe this lifestyle. And the fact of the matter is that maybe 5 years from now, we'll discover something new. It might be faster, it might be different, and we'll present that again. We're not contradicting ourselves. We're just finding new information. And that's what this program is all about. This is a new program out of the discovery of, you know, out of, you know, just testing things out on our own with the goal of improving ourselves. So as we discover things that work on ourselves, we share it with our readers. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. And actually, I think that one of the things that I think you're leaving out is this probably came in large part out of being, I think, like if you look at the two, you guys are public figures, and but you're also bodybuilders. But to anyone who doesn't know bodybuilding, they see your pictures. And, you know, like my pictures are – pretty impressive, I think, but they represent the absolute best shape and training to specifically get in that shape. And so many of our readers and our YouTube viewers, they expect you guys to look like that all the time. And I think there's something really disheartening when you understand that, you know, you're going to go on, let's say, you know, you want to gain this muscle and you're like, all right, I'm going to bulk for 12 weeks. And, you know, that involves putting on fat, you lose some definition, and then you jump on YouTube to do a video and give people some great information. And everyone's like, oh, Vince, you look like crap. Oh, Roman, you got fat. What's going on? You're not in shape. Like, now you're not an authority anymore. And I think that one of the things that was, when I was reading through all of the information you guys sent me, one of the things that's really appealing to me is the ability to gain you know, anywhere between 5 and 10 pounds of muscle, and I'm assuming it's going to be less for me because I'm pretty close to my genetic potential. But even if I gain 5 pounds in 21 days, if I don't put on any fat, 5 pounds of muscle, people need to understand that is legit. That is some serious stuff. 5 pounds of muscle in a month is, I'll take that all day. But what's appealing to me is that, like, I don't have to get out of shape to do it. I don't have to stick to a bodybuilding program for 6 months. Which means that, like, when I come back, like, my conditioning is going to be, like, not so great. I can do this in a short period of time. So that's what's really appealing to me because I'm not going to get fat. I can still do my YouTube videos. I could still, you know, something that happened to me recently. And this has been a problem with me my whole life because, you know, I always go from bodybuilder to fitness model. You know, I'll get something dropped in my lap, like a good opportunity to do a photo shoot, and I'm not, like, anywhere near photo shape to do it because I'm trying to gain muscle. And I think that, Vince, you've struggled with a lot of that, you know, whether it's having to deal with people, you know, thinking that you should look one way and you looking another for whatever purpose, or whether it's not being able to do certain things or just not feeling your best. You know, like, you know, we're all going down to Florida, you know, to hang out in a couple of weeks, and, you know, we all want to look good. But if you're in the middle of a bulking phase and everyone else is all lean and shredded, like, you know, it's kind of disheartening. So I'm curious as to how much of that, you know, and just having to constantly experience that over your career, how much of that do you think factored into, like, wanting to discover and wanting to find a way to maximize fast muscle gain without putting on fat?
I think it's a pretty I think it's a big factor. I personally know myself, if I set a deadline and I say I'm going on stage, it's going to happen. I saw you do that. You did an awesome video on your new TV show there, John, and talked about Parkinson's Law, and we all figure out how to get things done by a certain deadline. If, you know, no matter what length of time there is, we'll get it done. And, you know, I'm confident in myself to execute when the time is necessary. I know when to pull the trigger. How to get things done. But I think there's that desire at the other times of the year when you're not, you know, getting ready for that deadline that, yeah, you want to sort of, you just want to look good all year round, you know, and especially when you hang out with friends who have that leaner and maybe a smaller physique, but that lean and rip look all year round, that you can't ignore that, and you can't say that probably doesn't rub off on you. So I think the biggest appeal about this program is that you're bulking and cutting at the same time. Every 21 days, you're bulking and cutting at the same time. So you don't have to sacrifice 6 months and gain some excess fat in the process and tell everybody what you're doing. You can see quicker gains. You can recomp your body at a quicker rate in shorter cycles, which I think psychologically is way more appealing for a lot of guys. I personally know, I worked in a gym for 6 years, and there's an industry statistic that says there's a 60% failure rate. So this coming January, 60% of the people that join the gym in January will quit within 3 months. That's a stat all across the board, and it's because of one reason. They don't get results. So we know the first 3 months is really critical, and typically the people you see compliant to the program who have follow through and turn this into a lifestyle are people who simply stay motivated. So, you know, we've got some criticism from, you know, 21 days, oh, you know, this bodybuilding's a lifestyle, you can't do anything in 21 days. Well, yes, you can. You know, 21 days can be the catapult that shoots you forward. And everybody knows in fitness that it's all about creating momentum for yourself and then sustaining it. Yes, you have to sustain it. But 21 days is a great opportunity to create a lot of momentum, see results, get you to buy into what you're doing is, wow, this is really working, and to continue following through. So I think a lot of people that commit to the 21 days and do the program the way we show them how to do it, they're going to see some very fast results. They're going to get into a new state of mind. They're going to believe in themselves more. They're going to be far more confident, and they're going to follow through with their future programs much more successfully. And that's what's ultimately going to lead to a change in lifestyle and body transformation.
I agree. I think that the number one thing that keeps people motivated is seeing results. If they're getting results, they're going to be like, oh, this worked, I'll keep doing it. And if they're not, then it's very easy to see why people fall off. I mean, if you, you know, You happen to be a persistent case. I mean, you tried for years and years and years to gain muscle, and it just wasn't working. And then, you know, you eventually stumbled on the program you used with No Nonsense, which I think is a rare sort of resiliency. You know, there are a lot of guys who I think if, you know, I've always had a pretty natural predisposition to putting on muscle easily. And I'm curious, I've often asked myself, if I was in Vince's place, if I had tried to gain muscle and it just didn't work, like how many times would I kept getting up and running into that brick wall only to fail? Like for me, you know, it happened relatively naturally. So that was good. You know, but on the other hand, it's, you know, I've always struggled to lose fat. Whereas, you know, that's been a little bit easier for you. So, because it's 6 of 1, half a dozen the other. All right, let's stop teasing these people. Let's give them some good information. So I'm going to swing this over to Lee.
All right.
Lee, can you talk about, I think Vince mentioned the anabolic amplifier. So what is the anabolic amplifier effect? Can you define that? Because it's that mechanism, it's that part of the program that really allows this to work. It's the anabolic amplifier which allows you to gain muscle without doing the traditional bulking. So it's the starting block. So how does it work?
All right, sure. The anabolic amplifier effect is basically a process of strategically cycling your caloric intake so that you spike your body's natural anabolic hormones and you optimize the whole muscle building process. Now, to kind of give you an idea of how this works and something that's probably relatable to a lot of people, think of the process of carb depleting and carb loading. Now, this is a practice that a lot of athletes do before competitions. And how it works is an athlete will modify their diet for the last week before a competition by eating low carbs for several days, and then they immediately change to a high-carb diet for the last few days before the competition. Now, the reason that they do this is because going on a low-carb diet will trigger your body to increase insulin sensitivity, and it elevates the level of digestive enzymes in your system. So then when you change to consuming a high-carb diet, your body is primed and able to utilize and store those extra carbs as muscle glycogen within the cells. Now, what this does is you're literally overfilling your muscles with more glycogen than they can normally hold. And the end result is the athletes feel fuller, they're stronger, and they have more energy for their competition. So the anabolic amplifier effect uses the same principle of depleting and loading, but it stretches it out over a broader scale and actually uses it for building muscle mass at a faster than normal rate.
Really,
okay.
Very well said, Lee. That was very good. Very clear.
Yeah, no, that's a really good definition.
All right. Cool.
Now, traditionally, depletion and super carbing or carbing up, that can happen in one day. You could do it for 2 days. So in this program, how are you doing that? Are you doing it?
Right.
Are you? How long does the depletion last, and then over what period of time are you doing your carb?
Okay. Well, basically, how this works is with the anabolic amplifier effect, you kind of need to realize that muscle growth occurs in spurts. Like I say, it's not, you can't just keep gaining muscle nonstop forever. You know, it's something that happens in spurts. So the way that we're going to do this, you know, is to actually cycle our training over the long term. So the way we'll go about it is 2 weeks, you'll follow a high-calorie eating phase, and this will be heavy training, high-calorie eating, and not the whole seafood diet, but more or less a clean, high-calorie diet. And this will overload your system, basically prime your body, or not prime your body, overload it and shuttle the nutrients right into the muscle cells. And then you follow this for about 2 weeks. And there's actually some science behind this that we'll get into later. 2 weeks is about the limit of what you can actually maximize a bulking phase. After 2 weeks, the scales kind of tip towards gaining more body fat than lean muscle. It's that 2 week window of opportunity you have where you can really capitalize on high calorie eating and have the majority of those calories be shuttled towards lean muscle growth. After that 2 week phase, you kind of need to back off, give your body and your digestive system a break by following a low calorie phase. And so the way we have this structured is it's 2 weeks high calories, then a 1 week primer phase. So we keep alternating this. It's like a two steps forward, one step back approach. And that's the basis for the whole 21-day fast mass building system.
Hmm. It's interesting that you use the approach two steps forward, one step back, because that's kind of the way we've always kind of described the traditional bulk and cut approach. So this is kind of like a microcosm of bodybuilding is really what it is, of the bodybuilding lifestyle. Because, again, traditionally you have, you know, bulking forever and you inevitably put on some fat. And then from there you diet off the fat and you inevitably wind up losing some of the muscle. So by condensing all of this, it looks like what you're really trying to do is eliminate the negatives by focusing on a shorter term. So just to be clear again, before we get into all of that, because this is really interesting stuff, so you're talking about it's 2 weeks of the high calorie followed by 1 week of low calorie, and then you can repeat that. So at some point, I would imagine you have to see diminishing returns. I don't think people could repeat that cycle ad infinitum without really starting to see a diminishing return. So how many times do you think that someone could go through the 21-day cycle consecutively without it just, you know, starting to lose its effect?
Well, the thing is with this – or do you want to answer, Vince?
I'll share my personal experience after you.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I don't really think there's a true limit. I mean, you can follow this per – you know, go over it several times and actually make progress every single time. But generally the way it'll work is you'll do this during a mass building phase. So instead of a traditional bulk up where, like, we're going to go, say, 12 weeks of nonstop high-calorie eating, we would do this 21-day cycle in place of that. So when you're still in a building phase, you would follow this program. But it's not a fat loss program. I mean, if somebody wants to get ripped for the beach, this is not necessarily that program. This is the lean mass building. If you want
let's quickly interrupt you and talk about where it's going to fit in, because I think this is what people want to know. They want to know how can they schedule this. So let's say it's January 1st, and my goal is to gain 20 pounds and be shredded by June 1st. I've got 6 months. So normally, in my case, what I would do is I know I need about 9 weeks to really diet down, so most of the rest of that time, so we're talking about 4 months. Instead of 4 out of 6 months, I'm going to be dedicating to gaining muscle, and then the last 9 weeks I'm going to be dieting down. So let's say I want to jump start. So I use the anabolic amplifier effect, I use the 21-day fast mass muscle building program. Now what? Where do I go from here? Do I just do it again, or do I then go into the more traditional bulking diet, or would I perhaps do 8 weeks of the traditional bulking diet and then throw in 3 weeks of the fast mass program? Like, how do you fit it in? Like, you've mentioned a couple of times now between the two of you that you can go back to it, like, you know, several times a year. You're not saying it's the end all be all of mass gaining programs. You're talking about how it's a tool in your dietary and training toolbox that you can use to enhance your progress. So, you know, let's talk about it. Let's talk about me. How do I use this program? How do I put it in so that by June 1st I'm looking, you know, big and ripped? Like, do I bulk for 2 months traditionally and then put this in for a month and then go back to bulking? Like, how would you do it?
Right. I wouldn't do the traditional bulk at all. I mean, let's just say we do have 6 months where we want to get, you know, at the end of 6 months we want to be bigger and leaner, you know. I would use this in place of your traditional mass building phase. So if you're going to say of those 6 months, you want to spend 4 months in a mass building phase and then 2 months in a fat loss phase, you could use the 21-day fast mass program for those 4 months. Just literally cycle through it over and over for that entire 4 months.
So I could do this back to back 5 times, and I would probably have comparable results compared to, let's say, or maybe even better results, hopefully, than what I would do if there's like 4 months of traditional bulking.
Absolutely. They would be leaner gains at the end of those 4 months because you're repriming your body and you're shuttling more nutrients towards lean muscle growth rather than wasting them and having them stored as excess body fat. So after that 4 months, you would then switch to your fat loss diet where – ideally, you're going to strive to maintain as much lean muscle as possible while stripping away all the excess body fat. So
in that case, since I will have stayed leaner, over those five cycles, it's theoretically possible that now I don't even need 9 weeks to diet down. Maybe I only need four. Maybe I only need five. So I might even be able to, you know, to squeeze in one more cycle. So maybe I do it back to back six times, and then I just do 4 weeks of traditional, like, straight up fat burning workouts. Mm-hmm. You know, it puts you in a different position at the end of that 4 month time period.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not going to gain the excess body fat that you normally would through traditional bulking methods. So, like, say, you can use that extra time if you want to get bigger, or you can use that extra time to get even leaner. So, I mean, if you normally just hit the beach with, you know, a four-pack of abs, maybe this time you can actually hit the beach with a full six-pack of abs, you know, and be leaner and harder. So you can, you know, I mean, there's ways to customize the program based on, you know, your individual goals and the results that you're getting.
Now, during something like that, and here's where we're going to get into some of the – we're going to get back and we'll talk about the science, because I know that it's important for you guys to clear that up. But in a situation where someone is using it back to back to back and just rotating through it, how important would you say it is for them to have a lot of variety in the training protocols that they use, both during the 1 week, you know, low-calorie cutting periods and also the 2 week higher calorie bulking periods? Would you imagine that if someone is using the program back to back to back, that they're going to see diminishing returns from the lack of a variety of stimulus from not, you know, switching the training program at all? Because essentially what you're saying is, in that case, you'd be using the same training program for 4 months. So would you think that there would be ways to customize the program so that after the first cycle, the exercises switch or the set and rep schemes, how would you address something like that? Because I think that what you're going to run into when you release this program is a lot of guys are going to be, you know, your fans, or they're diehard and they believe what you say, and they're going to want to cycle through this program a bunch of times. So this is something that's important to touch on.
Okay, that's a good question.
Yeah.
One thing we did, John, was we created three different programs. They're full. I mean, each program could be, to be honest, without sounding hypey, each program could be a product in itself. We created the fitness model workout, we created the muscle model workout, and we created the hardcore bodybuilder workout. And they're three different programs with different reps, different sets, different bodybuilding techniques, some really advanced strategies as well. So that's the first thing guys can do. They can go. They're gonna get three different programs. There's over 10 hours of DVD footage of these workouts. So they're basically getting three programs at once. So they can certainly cycle through different weight training programs with every 21-day cycle. Now, as a coach, you know, what I would like to suggest some input on is, I believe that you shouldn't change something. I like to maximize something. I personally know that I can get about 3 or 4 weeks out of any program before I need to change it. I've discovered that over the past 8 years. So I know right away, whatever, if you gave me a 12-week program, I'm probably only going to follow for 3 or 4 weeks, just because I know my body. And if you know your body that well, then you can cycle through it. But if a guy's getting great gains on the fitness model workout and he's enjoying it and wants to continue to maximize the potential of the workouts, you know, you're more than welcome to stick on it for another 21-day cycle. So that's where, you know, my belief is that training isn't just a science. There's also an art. There's also an intuitive input that has to be factored in. So that's where the freedom lies for the user. And obviously the program is going to come with support, so we are going to make sure if guys want to contact us and tell us their individual situations, we'll do that for sure. Just my input on your last question you gave Lee, I think it really comes down to the individual. I think each person will, you know, I went through two 21-day cycles, knowing that, and this is another lesson for listeners to take away as well. You need to know your long-term goals as well. You know, a couple months ago, I was pretty sure, I wasn't 100% sure, but I was pretty sure I wanted to compete sometime in April or June, and I knew that I wanted to bulk up. So I knew this program would make sense for at least one or two cycles. And then I thought to myself, okay, January is going to roll around, and then we'll reassess my goals. Now I'm going to be going into straight cutting. So I'm not going to be using this 21-day program from January until April. I'm going to be going into a strict cutting program. So that's where the individualization comes into play. It depends on your goals, and we'll help guys figure out what they can do, what they should do.
Cool. I like that. So, all right, so for you guys listening who are super eager and then want to, you know, run through this program back-to-back, there are ways to do it. You get a couple of different workouts, which I think is really cool because I know that I personally, you know, as I get bigger and as I get leaner, I'm probably going to want to change things. So it's nice to know that, you know, maybe I can spend, you know, one cycle focusing on increasing, you know, leg size, and then, you know, maybe I'll want to, like, fill out my shoulders a little bit so I can work on that. And then just, you know, they're in the hands of someone who's pretty experienced with designing training programs or ways to customize it. So
I
that's
think
really
one,
cool.
One critical element I want to add to all this is I find that guys really become compliant to programs. They really buy into it when they believe that they can follow through on it. I learned this from Dr. John Berardi. One of his strategies in coaching his students is that he won't tell a client to do something unless the client says, I 100% believe that I can do this. So if the client isn't realistic on the goal set for them, they probably aren't going to follow through on that. So, one of the reasons I want to reinforce that we thought the 21-day, you know, not only does the science support the 21 days, but psychologically, I think a lot of guys are going to be able to buy into the fact that I can follow up this program for 21 days, and I think a lot of guys are going to step up, and they're going to say, I am going to commit to every aspect of this program, the nutrition, the lifestyle, the eating, the supplements. I'm going to put it all into action for the first time in my life. I'm going to be 100% or do my best to be 100% compliant to every aspect of this program. And that in itself, working against a 21-day deadline, I think is going to really force guys to manage the decision-making process. They're going to make better decisions. And overall, it's going to lead to better results.
I agree. I think that when people – and that's the benefit of shorter-term programs. You know, people are like, oh, I could do this for 21 days. You know, especially because what you're really talking about, it's two weeks and then it's 1 week. So it's not really 21 days. You only have to follow something for 14 days at the most, and then you follow something else for 7 days. So it's actually, you know, most people should be able to do that, and I think that really helps. All right, so Vince, let's go back to Lee here. How exactly do you cycle the training and nutrition within the 21 days? You talked a little bit about it. Can you give us some more specific stuff about, like, what the lower calorie week will look like or what the training will look like? I mean, other than just – carb cycling. Can you give us some more info?
Yep, sure. All right. So again, the main thing with the whole anabolic amplifier effect is you need to realize that muscle growth comes in spurts. I mean, that's the way we grow naturally. I mean, even if you think back to when you were a teenager and growing up, you just didn't grow taller and taller nonstop. I mean, chances are you went through phases of no growth and then you probably hit a growth spurt where you grew rapidly. I mean, that's the way it works for most people. Now, in my case, I'm still waiting for my growth spurts. You know, for those of you who don't know, I'm only 5'6", so I'm not sure if I'm just vertically challenged, right? And John's in the same boat.
Well, the thing about that is I am also not so tall, but the way I prefer to think of it is that I am built very low to the ground, like a high-performance sports car. See, big, bulky SUVs, they're very high, but Ferraris, they're only like 3 or 4 inches off the ground. So as far as I'm concerned, it's for speed and performance. That's why I'm built like this. So you can use that. You can steal that from me if you like.
I'm going to steal that one for sure. Yeah, built like a Ferrari. Okay. So anyway, that's the main thing you need to realize is that muscle growth does not, you know, continue on nonstop. And the whole idea, you know, with bulking up, the biggest drawback to it is that people try to grow nonstop. You know, they go on the prolonged high-calorie eating plan, and what happens is they make some fast gains initially when they start the program, but they quickly get to the point where the body fat is greater than the lean muscle gains. So, I mean, you're probably still gaining weight, but all of a sudden, you know, you're gaining more inches to your belly than you are to your biceps. You know, that's not where you want to be.
Right.
So the secret to avoiding this is to implement the shorter, frequent training cycles like we were talking about. And the way that I coach people with this is the first week, the low-calorie primer week is what we call this, because what we're going to do is prime our body for rapid growth. And when you cut back on your caloric intake, you give your digestive system a break, which is a big thing. You increase your insulin sensitivity, and it elevates the hormones and enzymes so that your body becomes very efficient at storing the food you eat as lean muscle. So once your body is in this prime state, we're going to switch gears and move into the two-week high-calorie overload phase. And this
so let's talk a little bit about the priming phase real quick, because I think people want some specifics. Like, what does the calorie breakdown look like? Like, how let's say, like, I normally eat, you know, 3,000 calories. What percentage of that am I dropping to get in that low-calorie priming phase? Like, how low are we talking?
All right, I'll just give some ballpark figures. If somebody's base calories, like their maintenance caloric intake was 3,000, I would literally have you drop to about 2,000 calories for the primer phase. And that would, you know, deplete your body right there. I mean, you would drop, you know, a couple pounds of body fat for sure over that one week of low-calorie eating. And then for the overload phase, the numbers that we use here is to double that. So, again, your base calories, 3,000. For the overload phase, we'd bump that to 4,000.
Okay, so you're not doubling your base calories. You're doubling what you eat during the priming phase.
Yes,
got it. Cool.
Exactly,
yeah. All right, and that's an important distinction. Cool. How about the workouts? Go ahead. I'd love to hear the science.
Yeah. Like, the whole idea of when you drastically increase those calories, what that does is it triggers your body to increase hormone production, you know, like natural anabolic hormones like IGF-1, testosterone, and insulin. I mean, just increasing your caloric intake shuttles that stuff through the roof. It increases your nitrogen retention. So that's what really is going to shuttle the nutrients towards building lean muscle, is this spike in anabolic hormones. And there was actually a study done on this that I just want to briefly mention here back several years ago. It was a study by Forbes, and it was called The Hormonal Response to Overfeeding. And in this study, they took a group of test subjects who went from eating a maintenance level of calories to eating a diet that provided an extra 12 to 1,600 calories a day, and they did this for a total of 21 days. Now, the cool thing about this study is that, first of all, it was a group of women who didn't even work out, and not only that, the diet that they ate was low in protein. It only consisted of 6% protein, which is ridiculously low. Now, just from that information alone, you wouldn't expect to see any muscle gains from a bunch of women who didn't work out and ate a low-protein diet. But just the fact that they were in a significant caloric surplus was enough to spike their anabolic hormones. And, in fact, the blood tests showed that they had a progressive increase in IGF-1, testosterone, and insulin, which actually peaked out and doubled within 14 days. And this hormone spike was actually accompanied by an equal impressive gain in muscle mass. The average weight gain that these women made over the course of 21 days was 4.5 pounds of lean muscle mass. Now, granted, there was a few pounds of body fat gained along with that mass, but it's crazy.
Yeah, these are women who are not training. That's pretty significant.
It is. Just from overeating, they gain lean muscle. Now, I mean, it's just imagine how much better those muscle gains would have been, and probably how much less the body fat would have been if they had been actually working out and eating a well-balanced bodybuilding diet plan. So it just goes to show that overeating in the short term can really spike your anabolic response and build some lean muscle mass. So
that's pretty impressive. I like that.
It is, yeah.
That's good info. All right, so let's talk a little bit about, because I know we're kind of starting to run short on time here. So sticking with the program, let's switch over to Vince. Vinny, can you talk a little bit about the workout setup? Let's start with the low calorie week, that priming week. Like, how many times a week is someone going to train in terms of both weight training and cardio, and then kind of segue into the higher calorie period?
Yeah, what's interesting is we provide two options. Now, the way I did it was I followed the identical weight training program the entire 3 weeks. Now, the program also includes a more metabolic style body weight workout and a more fat loss style workout where the rest periods are shorter, and the exercise, there's more combinations, and it's more, the workout's more focused on burning body fat, and that is an option for people to do during the primer phase. And then for the two-week overload phase, they'll do a more traditional bodybuilding workout where we have a four-day split. We break up the body parts into, you know, four different days where there's no overlap in body parts. So it's set up very smart, so you're coming into each workout with completely fresh. I personally followed the same weight training workout for the complete 21 days. So what's interesting is that, you know, it's, you know, psychologically, I mean, when you're starting off with that primer phase and, you know, you're doing a weight training workout one, and then you go into the overload phase and you're getting all those extra calories, your strength skyrockets, the pumps are incredible, your energy is amazing, you're looking full. I mean, you're wearing you're looking for every chance to look in the mirror that you can. you're getting compliments. So, I mean, I personally just don't like changing my program that frequently. I find I do better when I'm on one set program for a set period of time, so I can, you know, go into it the next week with new goals. But there is that option. You know, some guys just want to, you know, get in the gym and just rip it up and sweat like crazy, and, you know, treat their weight training more like a cardio, you know, resistance cardio style workout. And we do have that option. So when guys look at the two different options, I think they'll say, oh, I like more the traditional bodybuilding workout where I break up my body parts and I'm going to do the same workout for 4 days at a time. Or they may want to tweak the primer phase and do more of a fat loss style circuit in the first week. Now, in terms of cardio, I don't even mind saying exactly what I did. For my primer phase, for the overload phase, I just do cardio 3 times a week for 35 minutes. Even during the overload phase, I think that was one of the... Sorry?
Was that 2 times a week or 3 times a week? I'm taking notes over here.
Okay, so for the over... I'll start at the start. So for the... primer phase, I did 4 days of weight training, 6 days of cardio, 30 minutes a day, early morning on empty stomach. That's simple, really simple. I mean, I don't complicate my training. That's it. In the overload phase, I did 3 days of cardio, 30 minutes, and this is easy cardio. I'm not talking, I mean, you know, sometimes I, you know, I do some intervals, but I mean, I'm not like busting a crazy sweat. I do my cardio on an empty stomach away from my weight training workouts, and then I do the weights later in the afternoon. I just did that 3 times a week for the overload phase. That's it.
Okay.
I personally recommend that even during the overload phase, even though we're trying to maximize muscle growth, especially if your body is sensitive to gaining some body fat like mine is, to keep at least, and even just for heart health, to be honest, I recommend everybody do at least 3 times a cardio. Just let me put it this way. Everyone should do cardio 3 times a week for the rest of their life for at least 30 minutes a session, just for pure heart health, even if it's just walking. That's just my personal belief.
Okay.
So that's it for me, yeah.
That's a pretty good breakdown.
I'll just give a quick overview.
Yeah, I'd love to hear how you did it differently.
Yeah. The way I do it, I just, when I'm in my training phase, like when I'm eating heavy, I like to lift heavy. When I'm eating light, I don't feel that same drive to push myself in the gym. So I personally change up my training. I will do a lighter body weight type circuit when I'm in the low calorie phase because I don't feel like doing heavy squats and deadlifts and things like that when I'm, you know, not running out a lot of fuel. So I like to do the high volume body weight circuit during the lighter eating phase. Then when I'm eating heavy, feeling strong, feeling full, that's when I'll get into, you know, the serious bodybuilding training, lifting heavy. And so that's the way I like to cycle it myself. But again, everybody, you know, we provide the different options depending on what you personally like to do. And we'll actually, in the program, there's an individualization guide that'll show you how to customize the program. So each time you go through it, you know, you can tweak it based on your personal goals and your personal likes and dislikes when it comes to training.
I like that. Okay, cool. So, yeah, just for me, I feel like I would kind of do it a little bit more like you, Lele. I don't when I'm on a low calorie diet, like to go in, I don't feel like I get the energy. I don't really get that much out of it if I'm going in and hitting like arms and shoulders, you know, for like an hour. I just feel like I wasn't strong enough to lift enough weight to really get a lot out of it. So I prefer like fat burning Final Feast fat loss style workouts. And then when I am full and carved up, I like to just go in and like, oh look, I have energy. I can destroy chest for 3 hours or whatever.
Absolutely.
That's a skinny Vinny story. Remember when I think Vince, it was you did 2.5 hours with just chest the first time you did it, the first time at the gym.
Yeah, for those who don't know that story, I went to the gym with one of my roommates, and we did 2.5 hours on chest. We did 3 sets on bench, 3 sets on incline bench, 3 sets on decline bench. Then we did 3 sets on flat flies, incline flies, and decline flies. So 3, 6, 9.
You got to hit all the angles, bro.
workout. The dumbest workout of my life.
cool. So that's good stuff. So that's so let's talk a little bit about results. Now you guys both did it slightly different ways. So let's talk about results. Vince, you go.
John,
first.
I got my Tanitas scores. For those who don't know, I'm all about full disclosure, so I'll let people know. I hired a trainer back in when did I do this? November. And he actually just turned into a training partner. It was actually a pretty funny story. He's one of the big meatheads at my gym. the first session, he just said, hey, I asked him if he wanted my cell phone just because we do our appointments over text messaging and that. Anyways, I gave him a pen, and he's like, oh, my hands are too big for this shit. You write it down. Fumbling the pen. So anyways, he was a pretty intense training partner, so I had that edge over the last 2 months, and that was pretty refreshing and stimulating. So I did have every workout was like full out, I have to say. That made a big difference. Now, my results, the first time I started off, October 25th, I put these in the book, by the way. I started out at 214 pounds, 15.5% body fat. I'm looking at my results 3 weeks later. Where is it? I put it in the book November 15th. November 15th, 200. Oh, no, here it is. November 17th, 220 pounds, 14.5% body fat. So that is an increase of 7.4 pounds of lean muscle and a drop of 1 pound of body fat. Those pictures are in the death of bulking report in the anabolic.
What was your starting body fat? I'm sorry.
Okay, 214. And then
that was your weight. What was your starting body fat? I'm sorry.
My starting body fat was 15.5%, and my finishing body fat was 14.5. So I dropped 1% body fat, and I went up 6 pounds on the scale, so factoring that in, it was an increase of 7.4 pounds of lean muscle mass and a drop of 1 pound of body fat.
Cool.
So those were my first.
Yeah, normally, in most cases, you're not, just for the listeners out there, dropping 1 pound of body fat is not going to generally equate to dropping one body fat percentage point on the scale. It's only because Vince gained that muscle that it actually worked that way. So his body fat would, even if his body fat remained exactly the same in terms of the absolute fat mass, you know, whatever it was, for the listeners, it's important to note that his body fat percentage would have actually gone down, because if you have 25 pounds of fat covering 200 pounds of muscle, it's going to be a greater percentage of then, you know, 25 pounds of fat covering 225 pounds of muscle. So, you know, it's pretty interesting that you did lose fat, but it's even more important to note that for the people, even if the actual amount of fat on your body doesn't go down, the percentage of body fat should decrease because you're gaining muscle. How about you, Lee? Let's swing over to you. How'd you do?
All right. My early experiments with this style of training, this nutrition, started back in the late 90s. Just to give you an overview, I mean, I was competing in bodybuilding, and that's where I kind of stumbled upon this, is from the post-contest rebound that a lot of bodybuilders experience, because, you know, they go through this extreme fat loss diet, and then right after the competition, you know, they start pigging out and eating all kinds of calories. And the cool thing is they pack on a lot of lean muscle mass, but for that brief period of time, they don't gain fat. I mean, that mass is that those calories are literally shuttled towards lean mass. So that's where I kind of stumbled upon this whole idea of cycling the calories. But I used this back in the when I was in college in 1998, and when I was using it, I actually used it back to back for an entire year, and I went from 170 pounds to 215 pounds in a little under a year of cycling this program back to back. And keep in mind that I was working out consistently for 8 years by that stage, and I had done three bodybuilding shows, so it wasn't like these 45 pounds came from the fast initial newbie muscle gains that, you know, we're all familiar with. I mean, that came from simply cycling this program. Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. So, I mean,
yeah.
If there's anyone curious about the how often and how consistently you could use this program without seeing diminishing results, you know, it does go to show you that, you know, if you make this part of the mainstay of what you do, even if you're not cycling it ad infinitum for bulking, I mean, it can still yield significant results over the long haul.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the people that you put this through, or put through this, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want to dangle my prepositions.
So John, we did back in November is I put a Facebook message up. I basically, for 2 days, I said recruiting new – at the time, we're going to call this program Extreme Lean Muscle Diet. That was our original name when we didn't finalize the name we wanted to go with. Anyways, so we just said, anybody want to try out our 21-day Extreme Lean Muscle Diet? And it was two, maybe three Facebook updates, news feeds, whatever. And we got about literally like over 100 people asking us if we could send them the program. I also sent it to my Maximize Your Muscle members. I posted that. I posted the program in the our private member form, so I made it available. A number of my MYM members took part in it. I know Ali can tell you guys how he recruited people to take part in it, but I'll just go through this quickly. So Peter's a young guy. He's from Portugal. He gained 8 pounds of muscle and lost 2 pounds of fat. Joey Valancourt, some of you guys may know him. He's actually one of my first-time customers from back in 2006. He's gone on to write his own program. He's become a trainer, and he actually is won his first show he competed in. He went through the program for us as well. Joey's awesome. He executes everything, and he gained 10 pounds of pure muscle. He didn't gain any body fat, and he's got pictures from every single week. So you'll see his pictures next Wednesday. We're going to post the pictures up on our blogs. Dietrich, he's from Germany. He called this his better than bulk transformation. He gained 7.6 pounds of muscle. He was really, really impressed. You said, man, I loved it. We're going to post all these guys' testimonials up there. Yeah, these guys were really impressed that when they put the caloric surplus up, when they went into the caloric surplus phase, their gains went through the roof. And they kept their abs as well. Some of these guys started pretty lean too, so they were really happy to see their abs. I think that's another big appeal for young guys. Guys who've got abs, it's something, you know, you never lose them. They just get hidden up. But that was a big appeal of this program. Another fellow from Germany, he gained 6 pounds. He lost 1 pound. Chest went up. His arms went up. We got a guy, a 50-year-old fellow. Actually, he's got a really crazy story. He had a heart attack a couple of years ago and got back into fitness, and he became one of my MYM members and is having a hard time finding a program to stick with. But what he did, I'm trying to sort through his numbers here. Looks like started at around so he started and finished with the same body fat, but he dropped 4 pounds. Here we go. He gave it to me. I thought I was trying to figure this out. So he gained 7 pounds of muscle and he lost 6 pounds of fat. 50-year-old fellow. So pretty proud of him.
That's
he was
crazy.
Really happy. Another fellow gained 8 pounds of muscle. Now he gained 8 pounds after 2 rounds. So his results weren't as dramatic, but after 2 rounds, that was his overall gain.
If you think about it, you're still gaining 8 pounds of muscle in 6 weeks, which is still pretty awesome.
I'll just mention a few more here. This is a fellow, Kurt from England. He gained 3.6 kilos and he was saying that he looks bigger, better, harder, and leaner. Those are his words. One of our other stories comes from 63-year-old Bruce McDonald, and he gained 3 pounds of lean muscle and lost 6 pounds of fat in 2 cycles, so he did it twice.
Mm-hmm.
He was really happy, and he put in his PS, don't forget I'm 63 years old, LOL. Mm-hmm. I'll just give you guys one more. Another fellow from New Zealand, so he doesn't have his official. He said he started at 8.5, and he's saying he's guessing he's around 7.5 now. So I'm going to have to go through his I love our success stories, but sometimes these guys forget to hit the enter bar and separate their sentences into paragraphs. Big blocks of text here I'm trying to read through.
Yep.
Anyways, there's a bunch more, and we're going to post them all for you guys to read. But, yeah, I mean, I think the big thing for Lee and I is that we wanted to put this – I always say regular people. I don't – that's not a way to downplay them at all. These guys are action takers. These guys
– they're hard workers. I mean, I don't care how you cut it, how great your program is. If you don't work hard, you're not going to get results. Anyone who's gaining 8 pounds in 3 weeks or 21 days is not a regular person. They're a person who does not mind busting their ass, which is unusual. But, yeah, absolutely.
And, I want to just say one more thing, too. I know we're wrapping up, but I was actually talking with Tim Ferriss the other day as well, and I know you have been hanging out with him, John, and, we're talking about his transformation and how a lot of people are having a hard time wrapping their mind around 34 pounds and 1 month or whatever he gained. It was something that created a lot of critiques and criticism of that, and people are saying that's not possible. But, an interesting theme that I've been noticing about some of my most successful students is that they don't have limiting beliefs that a lot of other people have. And I have no problem with people setting realistic expectations. I have no problem with people who are healthy skeptics. But I find that a lot of people who don't know what is possible end up getting better results than the people that start the program with preconceived beliefs and perception of what is possible and what isn't possible. So, Tim was saying how guys like, Steve Jobs revolutionized the computer industry, and guys like Mark Zuckerberg who created Facebook and changed the way we communicate with each other. I mean, they had no idea what was possible either. They really didn't know what they were creating and that it was going to turn out the way it did. And I think that's how a lot of people should go into their fitness goals. They shouldn't say what is possible. Just, let's see what happens. Focus on the program. Focus on what you control. Focus on the habits, executing the meal plan, the training program, the reps, the sets, the rest periods, going to bed at a certain time, and maintaining a lifestyle that supports the recovery you need. Focus on the things you can control, and you're going to surprise yourself. So I think that's what helped one of my initial transformation, too. I really had no idea what was possible when I got into bodybuilding. So when I gained all that muscle in a short period of time, I didn't even know if it was good or not. And I think that was an underlying theme of a lot of the success stories. They didn't set any limits on themselves before they started. And I think that's a huge advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very daunting to say, all right, Mark Zuckerberg, I want you to sit down and create a website that's going to change the world. But, it's because that's just not how it happens. Instead, when something happens, just like I'm just going to go in and hit it out of the park, we'll see how far it goes. You're a lot more likely to make a splash, not to mix metaphors, but so that's cool. All right, we've run a little bit over time. So everybody, if you are listening because you are awesome and you're on my mailing list and I sent this out to you, this program is going to be on sale starting January 11th, is it, Mr. Vince?
January 11th. It's going to be available for 3 days, I believe $50 or $60 off. I think $60 off, 3 days only.
Nice little savings, catch up from the Christmas holiday shopping. So even if you guys are not looking to get huge right now, I know that a lot of you, we'll probably want to gain muscle, so you may want to pick this up. It's at a pretty significant discount. So look into that. And for everyone else who's listening to the call because they already picked up the program, and I think this audio will wind up getting bundled in, hopefully you listened to this before you started because I think there was a lot of really good actionable information and will answer a lot of your questions. So it'll save you time from emailing Vince and Lee and asking them questions that we've answered here and hopefully save them time from answering it so they can create another kick-ass program. So I just want to say thank you guys for letting me be a part of all this. Thank you for giving generously of your time this evening. And for everyone who is listening, thank you for picking up the program or thank you for considering it. Thank you for listening to this call. And just, you know, go out and give it a shot. I mean, it sounds really cool. I'm excited to dig into it. I'm curious if I can add, you know, even 3 or 4 pounds or just like an inch to my legs over the course of the next 6 weeks going back to back here. So thank you guys for developing this. One more thing I just want to mention for the skeptics, for the haters, for the people who dig into everything. Yes, this none of this is revolutionary. None of this is overly new. This is just a new incarnation of something that has fallen out of favor. This is a new kind of upgraded and improved version of the ABCD diet, the anabolic burst cycling diet, which was popular in the 80s and then popular again in the early 2000s. So what Vince and Lee have done is they've kind of changed it, made it their own, and now it is their duty, our duty, to bring it to a whole lot of new people. So hopefully those people to whom this is brand new information will get a lot out of it, and hopefully the people who maybe have heard some stuff like this before will take the time to consider that that this is still a valid form of a way of doing things and can still kill the old style bulking, and hopefully we'll take up the call and get results from a great program. So
hey,
thank
John,
you, everybody. And anything else you guys want to say before we sign off?
3 quick things. Thanks for listening, by the way. I bet the action takers are the only ones still left on the call. So thank you for listening, and stay tuned for an opportunity to win free copies of the program that will be given away next Friday on either Lee or I's blog. We're not sure yet. Stay tuned. Keep looking at your emails. Next couple of days, we've got some more surprises for you. And the big one I want to mention is this. I'm going to give you guys a little sneak peek. There will be a transformation contest for the people that who sign up for 21-day fast mass building, and there will be an opportunity to hang out with Lee and I in Columbus, Ohio on March 3rd to 6th for the biggest fitness event, one of the biggest fitness expos of all, I think, in the world. It's the Arnold Classic. Never been, you want to go, and the top 10 finalists will have an opportunity to have a majority of their expenses paid for, hang out with us for the weekend. We'll be getting VIP tickets for the event. We're going to be getting into some of the seminars, going to the VIP parties, maybe meeting Arnold, hopefully meeting all the top bodybuilders, and it'll be an amazing, amazing weekend. So if you haven't ever gone to it, it's something you want to. I think Lee goes every year, and we really want to motivate you to execute this program, and then we'll all be hanging out together while we're all in great shape. So keep that in mind as well, and you'll see that official announcement on January 11th.
Sweet. That is awesome. I mean, I just invited myself to that. I don't know if you guys heard me do it in my head, but I just invited myself to the Arnold with you guys, so we're all going to be there. It'll be fun. All right, so thank you guys again for the information. Thank you for developing the program. And everyone listening, thank you for listening. So we will talk to you soon. Again, this is John Romanello, or Roman, from RomanFitnessSystems.com, signing off for Vince Del Monte and Lee Hayward with the 21-Day Fast Mass Program. Thanks again, guys. Good night.
Thanks, guys.
All right.